Daniel chapter 6. Let's just go there for a few minutes in the Word of God today. Daniel chapter number 6. Let's look at a thought here and see if God will help us as we revisit this theme, the clash between culture and Christianity. Look at verse number 13. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel. It's almost like looking at the king and say, your boy, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Let the church say amen. Father, add thy blessing to the reading of your word. Cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your spirit. Help us, Lord, to hear from you and help me to preach what you'd have me say. Bind the devil how busy he is, but we draw great assurance in the fact that we know he has already lost the battle. So, Lord, do a great work. If someone in the building is not saved today, might that one come to a saving knowledge of the truth. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Here's what we've been talking about. Keep your windows open. Keep your windows open. The thrust is when culture and Christianity clash, and they will until there is no more culture. Now listen to me. There's coming a day when Christianity is going to be the only thing on earth. John Stott said, did you hear what I just said? There's coming a day when Christianity is going to be the only thing on earth. John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Listen to me. There's coming a day where Jesus is going to rule and reign and everybody's going to do right. And watch this now. And nobody is going to sin. We can't even imagine what life's going to be. Could you imagine never having to battle your flesh? Never having to war with the devil? Never having to clash with the world? Can you imagine waking up every day, never having a dispute, never having a bad thought and ill will, never having a conflict? There's coming a day. Ladies and gentlemen, I know the struggle is real right now, but you look forward to the day. Every day is going to be a good day, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Let's jump into the future and praise God for what's coming. Amen. And we thank him for it. But for now, we're in the thick of the battle. The war is raging. The devil knoweth that he hath but a short time. And the culture diametrically opposed to the Christ that we love and serve. We were discussing yesterday, two preachers and I. And so often we make statements like, the ministry is my life, my family is my life, my job is my life, what I do is my life. No. Paul said, Christ is my life. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. When anything else besides Jesus is our life is out of whack. And here was Daniel. He had to find out the hard way whether Jesus was his life. Because he was going to be threatened, tortured, tested, and tried. Sure, he prayed when there were no laws against praying. Sure, he prayed when there was no lion's den. Sure, he prayed when no one was threatening to kill him. Sure, he prayed when it was fine to pray. But the question of Christianity is not what you do when it's fine. It's what you do when it's not fine. He kept the windows open. He kept praying and he wasn't ashamed. He kept praying and he wasn't embarrassed. He kept praying and he wasn't going to hide it. He kept being a Christian and he wasn't going to be low key. We got too many low key Christians. Outright sinners and low key Christians. In his elevated position, undergoing an envious plot from his enemies with an evil plan devised against him, he maintained his enduring practices, his clear awareness of the decree, his committed actions to pray in a place, in a posture, with a priority, his correct audience. To Almighty God, I ask you again this morning, what do you do as a Christian and for whom do you do it? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just okay to do the right thing, but we got to do the right thing for the right person. May our Christianity be directed to God. When we come to preach, there's a crowd in front of us. When we come to sing, there's a crowd in front of us. When we live every day, there's a crowd in front of us. But ladies and gentlemen, our Christianity must be directed to the audience of one. Our consistent approach, as he did aforetime. Today, just for a few moments, the executed punishment. The enduring practices led to an executed punishment. Hear me for just a moment. Listen to me. If you endure Christian practices, believe me, someone's going to execute a punishment on your behalf. Now, look very quickly. After this decree has been made, they talk the king into signing it. Convince him to make a decree, and he's not paying attention to the fact that the decree is going against one of his choice servants. Notice verse number 13. Look at verse 12 before that. Daniel made supplication before he did, as he did aforetime. Verse 11 says, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. I have here spying recognition. Isn't it amazing how some people are constantly spying on the people of God? Let's make a decree that you can't pray and let's watch him and catch him praying. By the way, your Christianity ought to be so consistent that they ought to be able to know they're going to catch you doing the right thing. I want to ask you this week, who caught you doing right? Who spotted you being a Christian? Who spotted you walking with God? Who spotted you worshiping when it wasn't easy? Who spotted you walking the straight and narrow? Who spotted you living out Christianity in a tough culture? Who spotted you in school daring to be different? Who spotted you on the job being sanctified? Who spotted you on social media living a life that's moral and upstanding? Who caught you in the act of doing right, even though they tried to make it wrong? And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, the world doesn't make wrong right, and the world doesn't make right wrong. God makes right right, and God makes wrong wrong. And the Christian falls prey to the devil when he follows the leading of the world, making wrong right and making right wrong. They can't make wrong right and right wrong, because the only one that can do that is the lawgiver, and God is solo all by himself. So the spying recognition. I'm here to tell you this morning, if you plan to do right when others won't do right, you're going to get caught. You can't be an undercover Christian. You can be undercover or you can be a Christian, but you can't be an undercover Christian, because Christianity by nature is out in the open. The swift response. As soon as they caught him, then they came near and spake before the king. I could have called it a swift response or a snitching response. They ran right to the king as soon as they caught him. Isn't it amazing how so many things can go under wraps when they're wrong, but when they're right, they get reported immediately. King, as soon as they spotted him praying, verse number 12, they spake to the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed the decree? King, remember what you signed? Remember what you said? Every man that shall ask a petition of any god within 30 days, save, thee, O king, shall be cast into death. Let me remind you of the law you made, king. The king answered and said, absolutely true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Verse 13, then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, they pointed him out, that Daniel. In case there was some more Daniels in the kingdom, that Daniel. That one you put in charge. That one you want to rule over the kingdom. That one who's your pet peeve. That one who you say is better than all of us. That one who's your favorite. That one who's been promoted. That one who's done so much. That one who interpreted dreams. That one broke the law. Watch this now, Christian. You're going to have to learn this being a Christian. When you're helping them, you're a hero. When you're against them, you're zero. Now, just a few chapters earlier, Daniel is interpreting the dream and he's promoted. And now a few chapters later, Daniel is praying and he's trying to get thrown down. Listen to me. You can't ride the wave of Christianity and expect circumstances and conditions to keep you going, because they will change. We're living in a world that's going to shift. You can't live by emotion. You can't live by passion. You can't live by feeling. You can't live by convenience. You can't live by circumstance, because these things change all the time. Listen to me. Look at the news. Have y'all watched the news lately? It's discouraging. It's depressing. And we're so polarized and people are so divided. Listen, we're arguing about opinions instead of standing on absolutes. And everybody's got an opinion about everything. But ladies and gentlemen, these last days, we don't need man's opinions. We need God's word. We need God's word. And here comes the swift response. Here comes the spiteful report. Why did they set up the law? They didn't set up the law because they had a problem with praying. They set up a law because they had a problem with Daniel. Let me say that again. They didn't set up a law because they had a problem with prayer. They set up a law because they had a problem with Daniel, and they had to make a law against prayer because prayer was something they knew he'd keep doing. Are you okay with people having a problem with you? Well, I'm a Christian, but if nobody told me if I was going to be a Christian, people were going to have problems with me. Nobody told me if I was going to be a Christian, people are going to become my enemies. Nobody told me if I was going to be a Christian, people were going to scheme against me. Nobody told me if I was going to be a Christian, people were going to try to bring me down. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I know that the times that we're living in, they seem unique. They seem utterly evil. The world seems entirely wicked. It seems like people are going to hell in a basket. It seems like every time we turn, something new is coming out. It seems like something worse is happening. It seems like morality is crumbling right before our eyes. It seems like we're losing and we can't. Listen to me. This has always been this way. The devil, since he fell, has always tried to bring God down. And if he can't bring God down, he'll try to fake a form of God to get us away from God. And I don't know about you, the fakes are everywhere. Did you hear me? I said the fakes are everywhere. Fake Christians, fake churches, fake Bibles, fake worship, fake teaching, fake morals, fake marriage. Hey, let me tell you something. In these last days, I don't care what the world tells you. They don't know what they need. They need something real. Now notice this. Sincere resistance. Then answered they, that Daniel. Verse 14. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart. Verse 14 is one of the most remarkable verses in all of Daniel. Look at this. Set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Now listen to me. The law said he couldn't change it, because according to the Medes and Persians, once you make a law, you couldn't alter it. Now watch this now. The law said he couldn't change it, but his heart said he couldn't stand it. Listen to me now. When your Christianity is so bona fide, so dynamic, so real, so authentic, so genuine, you will have people that aren't even Christians rooting for you and wishing that evil wouldn't happen to you. the sincere resistance and the surprising reassurance. Now listen to me. He stayed up till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Verse 15. Then these men assembled unto the king and said, you can't change that law. Verse 16. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. I want you to notice very carefully. He didn't say God will deliver thee. He didn't say our God will deliver thee. He didn't say the one true God will deliver thee. He didn't say the King of Kings will deliver thee. He didn't say Jehovah's going to come through. He didn't say the great I Am is going to come through. He didn't say the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, immutable, eternal God is going to come through. He didn't say the King of Kings and the one who set the stars in place is going to come. He didn't say, oh, God is able to. He didn't sing Pascal's song. Listen to him. He said, your God that you serve will deliver me. He said, I don't even share your faith, but I so believe in the way you have it. I believe your God, not my God, your God won't deliver me. Your God will deliver you. I have confidence not in your God, but I have confidence in your faith in your God. Therefore, I believe your faith has demonstrated that your God will deliver you. I'm asking you, how many lost people believe in your God because of the faith you display in the midst of a clash? When's the last time a lost person said, you better pray to your God? I don't pray to him. I had a man tell me yesterday, he said, I kept telling my Hindu doctor about the Lord. He said, the Hindu doctor said, I've never seen something real like you, Christian. He said he went back to see him after he'd been healed, and he said, Doc, I sure wish you could go to heaven like I go to heaven. The doc said, I want you to know, I trusted Christ as my Savior. Thy God, whom thou servest, will deliver you. Surprising. You know, it's pretty amazing when a heathen person is consoling you about your God. I remember saying to the doctor, well, it was 2 years ago I was in the hospital. Today, 2 years ago. I remember saying to the doctor, doctor, am I going to get better? He said, I don't know. This is what the doctor said to me. You're a man of faith, aren't you? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, you better hope for that. Hey, listen. We may not convince every person with whom we come in contact to get saved. But good gracious alive, I hope we'll convince them that we believe we're saved. How in the world are we going to get people to be Christians when they're not even convinced we are? Daniel, I don't know what you've been doing on your knees 3 times with your windows open, but whatever you've been doing, it's been working. And I just think if it worked in the house with the windows open, it's going to work when I throw you down with them lines. Watch this. I ain't never seen it before, but I believe it'll happen. It's amazing. And I'm done. The Bible tells us that when Elijah healed Naaman of leprosy. You remember that? 2 Kings, maybe 5, chapter 5. That little maid said, there is a prophet in Samaria. He will recover Naaman of his leprosy. A little maid. And everybody's thinking, well, she grew up in church and she knew about God. I mean, surely people will healed all the time. Jesus said in Luke chapter 4, there were many lepers in Israel at that time, but none of them were cleansed besides Naaman. You know how strong that little girl's faith was? She believed God could do something she had never seen God do before. God's not God because he's done so much for you. God is God because he's God, and that's why he's been able to do so much for you. Hebrews says, Abraham accounted that God was able to bring Isaac back to life. Do you realize that when Abraham killed Isaac, according to Hebrews chapter 10, he killed Isaac because God's promise said that Isaac was going to be his future seed. And if God was telling me to kill him, he's going to raise him up because he can't tell me to kill him and let him stay there because that breaks his former promise. I'm telling you, take God off of trial Too many Christians are a jury deliberating over the credibility of God. You don't need a jury if someone's not on trial. Today, on this day in March 2022, let's make a commitment to take God off trial and let's use the testimony of a heathen king in Daniel chapter 6. Shame on us if heathen Darius believes in our God more than saved we do. And I'm telling you, Darius had never met God, but he'd met the closest thing to God called Daniel. And maybe, just maybe, somebody in 2022 drowning in this clash who's never seen God needs to see the closest thing to God. And I pray, Crossroads Baptist Church, that that closest thing to God would be you and would be me. Our Father, we bless your name.